A couple fumbles too. What are your emotions like dealing with that?
Me? We won. Nah, it just shows how great our team is. You know, obviously, you don't expect the first one. I'll take both of them on the chin. You know, I'm a man, and you know, obviously, you know, I got to be careful in the situations of trying to make, you know, play when, you know, obviously, it's no more left there. Just, you know, as a runner, I've been doing it all year. You know, I don't know how many touches I had, and I don't know if I want to say that I saved my worst game for today, but you see all my teammates, you know, we got a great team, and, you know, I mean, I'm not worried about any numbers in terms of playoffs, and, you know, we really just worry about sending Ray off the right way, you know, getting this win, and, you know, looking forward to Denver next week.
Isn't that what being a team is all about? I mean, you guys picked you up.
I mean, yeah. I've been bothering them. I don't know who I'm going to have to take to dinner this week, but somebody going to have a nice, hefty gift.
The check down that you.
I didn't fumble all year, though. Right. So I don't really get that question. It's just me being smart in the situation. You look at how many touches I had, all right, my fumble ratio is way down. Yeah. Once again, I'm going to address it. I'm not a fumbler. You guys know that. And, you know, that'll be the last time I address me being fumbling. It won't happen again.
When you take a check down and turn it.
Oh, man, Ray. honestly, the game was moving so fast for me today because, you know, my emotions were so screwed up in the beginning, seeing him do his dance. You know, I was just emotionally distraught, you know, and then it was a lot going on in my head today. You know, it was a lot seeing him do what he did. But once the game started to slow down, you know, I was fine.
You were waiting for him to come out of the tunnel. What was that like looking him right in
emotional,
the eye
there? Man. It was emotional, you know. I don't know if the camera's on me. It was a bunch of tears. It was like, man, it's like sort of like, you know, save the last dance, you know, and he did it.
Ray, you take a check down and make a 40-yard play out, a little sidearm thing, looks like a nothing. Just walk through what that means.
It was actually a screen. They actually played it. Me and Joe just ended up finding each other. We looking at each other eye in eye. And, you know, I just, you know, try to make a play. That's always what I'm trying to do around here. I'm always trying to make a play, you know. And me, I try to be always all-purpose. I try to get myself involved in the passing game just as well as I do in the run game. You know, it's easy to get back there, line up 8 yards, and they know, all right, we're going to run it. But, you know, they know where I'm at in the pass game as well.
Bernard says
that. Shot at Denver now on the Mile High.
I don't know how we're going to see if Coach could change the altitude at the building so we can get our breathing right. But first time there. Talk the playoffs.
Talk about the relationship with Bernard. He just said that, you know, whether he gets 5 yards or 200 yards, as long as the two of you are doing what you need to do as a tandem.
We're taking care of each other. That's the one thing that you're seeing out there. You know, I spell myself. You know, there's times where I just tell him to go. You know, and, you know, I have that trust in him now where, you know, my career, you know, I just signed a 5-year deal. So what am I going to do, go out there and burn myself out in year one? Like, you know, that's just not smart. I made a Pro Bowl, but that's not the goal. The goal here is to win the Super Bowl. So we're going to try to get our best guys out on the field. And Bernard is a key talent that we have. And there's only one ball to go around. But obviously, you see, I never complain about my carry. There's one ball, and we all can share it. You know, today he cracked 100. I had 100 all purpose. You know, if you combine the two, that's 200 yards between two backs. So, you know, that weapon going forward is really going to be key for us. And, you know, it's 1A and 1B. You know, that's how we see it. You know, and obviously I told him, you know, he's going, you know, rookie year, a lot at stake. But, you know, when you drafted that high, the expectation is to perform. And he's been doing a great job.